It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Brandon Bayling with the Department of Natural Resources here, the Division of Wildlife. And coming up this weekend, we've got a fishing clinic that is going to be going on at their office on Carbonville Road. It's going to run from 10 until noon, and I love the idea behind this fishing clinic. It's going to be a great knowledge that's going to be, you know, kind of given out. If you've wanted to go fishing and maybe you just don't know if you're doing it right, maybe you've been fishing for years and it's like, you know what, this could be something that's for me, and go and kind of learn the ins and the outs of it. They're going to teach you everything that you need to know about that. So we're going to talk with him about it. Brandon, thank you so much for coming in today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So let's jump into this and talk about this, because I think, yes, this could be a good thing. Yeah, it says you're going to teach the basics, but this could be something that any fisherman may enjoy.
Right. We are looking to, you know, give people the confidence they need to fish our local waters and have success doing so.
So what are some of the things you're going to go over when we talk about a fishing clinic? And this is really, really just a beginner's level, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. This is an introductory course. So what we're going to do is we're going to cover the basics of, you know, knot tying, the equipment you need. And then we're going to cover three of the species that we have locally here. So trout, catfish, and bass. So we'll give you tips and techniques and different things that you can use here locally to be successful as you go out and hit the water trying to catch something.
And, you know, the other thing that you're going to talk about, and I always find it interesting because my wife used to tell stories about her uncle could catch anything in a puddle with a hook and a piece of string. And it's sometimes it's just that simple, but sometimes people feel like they need to get a little bit more into the equipment and stuff like that. And you're going to talk about equipment as well, aren't you?
Right. We're going to have equipment on hand. So if you don't have equipment, you know, we'll have some there so you can check it all out. We'll go over the basics of it, how to, you know, set up your hooks, your reels, your pole, everything that you need to do. And, you know, hopefully, you know, can't make any promises that you can catch a fish out of a puddle with just a string and a hook, but hopefully we can give you the confidence that you need that when you get out there, that you will have that success.
And that's the other thing too about equipment is, you know, just because you pay a lot for equipment doesn't guarantee you're going to catch a fish, does it?
Right. I mean, I've had success literally off from a tree branch and some line that I had. I'll probably say it was a rarity, but you can do it. You don't have to have the top of the line, the best gear out there. Just a simple rod, reel, and, you know, some bait, and you can have success.
And it just, as long as it works, that's all it takes to catch a
right.
fish. It's just
right.
something that works. So we talk about the equipment and everything like that, but you're also going to get into, like, the different types of knots that there are and things like that, and just kind of basically break down everything. The other thing that always perplexes me, and you and I talked about this before we came on the air, is on social media, people will put a picture of a fish on there and say, what kind of fish is this? And I'm thinking, if you don't know what kind of fish it is, should you be catching it? And I'm sure, are you going to spend some time going over the proclamations and things like that?
Right, we will. We're going to have a member of our law enforcement team there. One of our conservation officers will be there to kind of go over the regulations and what fish species are able to be caught and kept. Because we do have some native fish in the area that they are protected. We don't want to take them out of the rivers and the streams. So we'll be going over those basics, as well as, like you said, you know, how to tie your knots, how to, you know, build that foundation so you can get out there and have that success.
And then once everything is done, as you said, this is going to go from like 10 to noon at the office there. Once you're done, you're headed out to the fish pond, correct?
Yeah, we're going to, once we get done with kind of a classroom style setting, we're going to go up to the Carbon County Fairgrounds pond and kind of put to practice what we've just learned. So we'll have the equipment. If you don't have any, don't let that deter you. Come on out. We'll have plenty of equipment, bait, lures, everything you need. And we'll put into practice what we go over in the class and give you that actual hands-on approach and let you try out what you've learned. So.
And that's great that you're doing that, because there's a lot of people that's how they learn.
Right.
You know, they learn hands on, and you can spend all the time in the classroom that you want, but until you get out there and practically apply it, that's how people learn. So once again, are we asking for people to sign up for this, or is this just a come and show up, or what do you need to do?
We do have a sign up list. It's on our division webpage. You can sign up or just show up. Honestly, if you just wanted to come out, again, it's at 10 o'clock on Saturday at our division office here on Carbonville Road. Come on out. We're happy to have you there. And come learn, build that foundation. If you've been fishing for a while, just don't think you've got it, you got questions, come out. This is a beginner's course, an introductory course. So we just want to make everybody comfortable with fishing and get you ready to go out and have fun with your family or just a good weekend away.
Get out and enjoy this one. And as you said, all you need to bring with you is the need to want to learn how to fish and be a better fisherman for our area here in the area. And that's it. Everything else is taken care of. Brandon, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Hey, not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.